coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, October 4, 2023. This broadcast is coming to you. This is being recorded today for a reason. This is coming to you before the tones. That's right, before the tones. Remember the obnoxious dial-up modems? Wow.
No, I love that.
Okay. He's got Eric Tech's got a soundtrack just for that. Go ahead.
Completely linked to my childhood. I hear that. Nostalgia just takes me back.
I'll tell you, they had me. See the work I did as an investigator. The clients all were into the tech stuff, so they pulled me into that, and then I remember back late 90s, I guess it was, being hooked up to the internet, thinking, this is just a pain in the butt, but now everything is that. So we have a great show lined up for you. Please buckle in, because there's a lot of topics to cover. That's one of them. The tones is one of them. I reached out to a number of people. A number of people reached out to me. And here's the consensus. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Nothing is going to happen. All right. At least not this overtly. Now, having said that, I was reminded by an email I received from Steve Quayle. And I think this might have been sent to me as well. Russ Dizdar, good friend, passed away way too early. He wrote the book, The Black Awakening. And on page 452 of that book, Russ Dizdar describes super soldiers, if you will. The people who have been... They're not human, not totally human. Being awakened, being called into action for the purposes of murder and chaos by some sort of activation signal. That's on page 452 of the Black Awakening. He went on to say that this activation could come from some sort of alert coming through cell phones, radios, and televisions. Just saying. Now, would it be this one? Look, I don't know. We'll see, right? No one sent me the memo. Eric the Tech, did you get a memo on this from anybody? I got to know. It's a super secret decoder ring, and he's shaking his head no. Randy Taylor.
Also,
oh yes,
if you're trying to find Russ's book, Black Awakening, good luck.
Yeah, more on that. Okay, I can't read that. What's the price on that?
Used, $2,800.
Okay, folks, please, I beg you, do not do that. Do not do that. I don't know who's doing it, but don't.
We're working on it.
You know, oh man, when Russ was, I can barely talk about this. Those listening by way of your iPhone and Apple iTunes, is it Apple iTunes? Is that what it is? Is that what we're on? What are we on? Everything. We're on everything. Um, Russ and I spoke of doing a couple of books together. In fact, we have partial manuscripts, but his book. There are people that do. There are people out there that want that book to die, to go away. Okay. Now, backstory real quick about the Black Awakening. When he wrote the book, prior to editing, his wife was doing the editing, and during the editing, she had a stroke, and long story short, the unedited part of the book made it to the publisher as opposed to the edited portion of the book, so a lot of mistakes within the book, and look, I've been there. I know exactly how that happens. But at any rate, we're working on this. We're working on getting you a copy of this or something very similar. But don't be paying $2,800 for a copy of the book.
And don't read into that the wrong way. That's not for financial gain.
Oh, no, no. You mean for us?
Russ's book out there.
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Goodness gracious, no. Boy, you talking about making money off the dead, right? No, of course not. From someone else's intellectual property? No. Plus, I don't think we'd go five steps without being sued into oblivion, which rightfully so. All right, number of things to talk about. From the tones to the revolution, it seems to be getting closer. Can you feel it? McCarthy has been retired. Patrick McHenry, the guy with the gavel that almost put it right through the desk last night, is acting speaker right now. And I want everyone to consider that 8 Republicans voted with absolutely every Democrat on the floor for removal. Now, okay. Again, this is an upside down world. Okay. You've got every Democrat voting for removal and 8 Republicans joining them. Now you would think, okay, that there's something wrong with this picture. There is, you would think that perhaps, wow, 8 Republicans siding with the left. Different. I'm just going to say this flat out, different reasons for this. The communist infiltrators in Congress, known as the Democrats, have a totally different reason for doing what they did than the 8 Republicans. Matt Gaetz is not a communist, okay? Matt Gaetz introduced the resolution. But again, consider 8 Republicans voted with absolutely every Democrat on the floor for removal. But I want you to consider something. McCarthy has been speaker since January. Here's a question for you. How's the border looking? How's the budget looking? How many Americans are still sitting in prison for the January 6th event because McCarthy won't release the video footage that could reverse their convictions? Wait a second. McCarthy's got the video, won't release it. Why not? So, I made a picture. I'm not good at this. Eric's laughing at me. Seriously, I made this. Okay, this is what I think of the situation with McCarthy. Can you put that picture up, or is it too embarrassing? Well, I didn't. Yeah, I made it. I mean, I don't know. I took 2 pictures and kind of put them together with some transparency. The attachment I sent for show prep. No. Was that the one I sent to you?
I said, the rhino? You're like, yes.
Oh. Oh, wait a second. I sent you the wrong one then. Anyway, you know what? Forget about it. It's a picture of a dead rhino, but the one I had, I put McCarthy's face on the rhino. Okay.
Noodles.
Noodles.
Noodle brain.
Before I
Anyways, are we going to get zapped?
Well, okay. Before, you know what? Let's first, I don't want him waiting in the batter's box, so or in the wings here. Let's bring Randy Taylor, Artie, on. Artie, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I was reminded when you were talking there of that movie years ago with Charles Bronson, Telephone. If you guys remember that movie.
I thought I saw all the Bronson flicks, but I don't remember.
Yeah, the phone would ring and that would activate the assassins in different places around the world.
What was the name of the movie?
Yeah, Telephone with a T-E-L-E-F-O-N. A Bronson classic, definitely.
I'm going to have to, okay, Telephone, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have fun, to get yeah.
And it's...
I got to get you a better mic, and also you and I. Okay, maybe a Randy.
Yeah, I don't have a studio. I don't have a studio mic. I've got the little jobber here. I love this though.
Well, yeah,
you were kind enough to buy that for me. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. Yep.
And I've got a phone just like that in my office. I do. I do. I'm serious. I've got a phone. And for the radio listeners, it is a rotary dial phone. In case you folks, I don't know how many people. But I'm going to have to watch them. I thought I saw every Bronson flick, but apparently I missed
it. It's a good movie. It was ahead of its time.
I mean, I remember The Mechanic and of course, all of the.
Who doesn't remember The Mechanic?
And of course, I want to say Die Hard. That's not the one. Death Wish. Wish 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay.
And 5.
That's right. 5. Yeah. I got to tell you what. Okay. That's the answer. In my view, that's the answer to America's cities.
Yes,
problems.
It is.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Just I'm yes, just saying. Is. I got no problem with that.
Yep.
It got a little goofy, toward.
With sprinkles of Yellowstone.
With sprinkles of Yellowstone. Beth from Yellowstone. Telling me what.
We need more Beth.
You got to watch that movie, though. It was a good movie.
You know what? When I have some downtime, I'm purposely going to take downtime. If we're still alive after this broadcast, and if you're watching this broadcast, and we're still not, if we're not fighting zombies,
better put your scooters in the microwave.
Now, also, when you get a,
I'm going to call you scooter. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When you get a chance, guys, go through the videos I sent last night. As far as the security that's being provided to buildings where immigrants are supposedly staying in New York.
Oh, yes.
Unbelievable.
Okay. And this is not part of the show prep. But yes, okay. So I've got somebody in New York City. Somebody that I speak with on a regular basis. And what is happening in New York... Go ahead. Explain the videos.
That won't be up in the middle of the night.
Explain the videos, if you don't mind.
The video that we're referring to?
Oh, about New York City. What do they convey?
They convey to me that there's a standing army up there.
Of?
Immigrants. Supposedly immigrants.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Doug, maybe I'm going to be on the show here, I think, Friday. I'm hoping that we can play that. This is it.
Okay. Can we play? Should we play this or not?
Yeah, start it from the get-go, and now bear in mind it's going to slip off with the F-word and calling each other by the N-word. But the point is that building behind him is housing immigrants, and this guy and other, you're going to see a bunch of security. Something's wrong here. Okay. Eric, cue that up from the beginning.
All right.
Yeah. This bothered me. What's around me? Night, man.
Yo, what is this? Oh, it's a shelter. Oh, good looking. It's a shelter, my peeps. You heard?
You're not supposed to do that.
Excuse me?
You're not supposed to film here. That's
who?
What I'm saying. You're not supposed to film here.
What is this?
I don't know. You know, you don't have right to do this.
I don't have the right to do what?
Yes, you don't have right to film in here. That's what I'm telling you.
What is this over here? And who are you?
Okay, you want to know who I am? Please, sir, you don't have right to film here. I'm talking to you right now. You don't have right to film here. Can you please?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Bro, who are you? The building. They don't want nobody out here.
They don't want nobody where?
They're standing in front of the building with a camera.
Okay. Oh, y'all bugger.
And you really want to be recording, bro? You bugger.
All right, you wait. You
yo, why you surrounding me? Why you surrounding me?
Yo? You wait.
Oh, now you want me to wait?
No, you wait.
What's up, yo? What's up with you, yo?
Relax.
Yo, why y'all surrounding me? What's up, yo?
Relax.
You can talk to NYPD.
Talk to who? I don't talk to popos, nigga. I'm not a snitch.
Turn around, nigga.
You go talk to them.
Turn around, nigga.
Stop playing with me. Look at this one. Look at this bird. Yo, who are you, bro?
Why are you on my property?
On your property?
My property.
Yo, stop playing with me, yo.
Oh, dude, don't you realize he's trying to bait you? Let him
I'm about to knock him the fuck out. That's what I'm about to do. If they don't move back.
Let him.
What the fuck is all y'all niggas doing, bro? All
right.
Especially you, bro. Who the fuck you think you are?
Huh?
You don't come to the sidewalk and talk to me like that, nigga. You hear me? You hear me? Make this the last time you approach a member of the public giving him orders on the fucking sidewalk, nigga. Stick to your job.
This is our job to tell you to move.
You don't tell me to fucking move, nigga. I don't go by. Who are you, nigga?
Doing my job.
Who are you? Your job is inside, nigga, not outside, bro. Who?
Security.
Okay, that pretty much conveys. But
look at the cop right here.
Look at who's going.
What's your name and badge number, brother?
Well, I don't know wait, wait a second. What are those patches?
What is it?
Not that.
Yeah. Say it out for the
man. Yeah, look at that. And watch the Spanish guy.
Okay. Go ahead.
The fuck
watch
out,
the
nigga.
Spanish guy.
Fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? This is sidewalk. I don't know what this is. I don't know who you are. You don't come outside and give me orders, nigga. All right? And I'm still here. And you came to and gave me an order. And why were you
that
still
guy.
Here?
The kid?
Everybody, there you go. You're getting orders. Get your ass inside, bro. Don't come to the sidewalk giving members of the public orders.
Okay.
There's something. That kid is indicative of what's in that building.
Okay, hold that right there. What are those patches on that uniform from the security that came from the building?
I had trouble to being able to tell what they were. I can't.
If anyone out there, because this was an issue.
Please, this is important.
Yes, this was an issue when I spoke with the individual in New York City. There is something going on with private security, and let's not call them immigrants. They are invaders. No. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And the guy accidentally gave up the goods. Immediately, he's a security guy. Oh, it's a shelter. It's a shelter.
Yeah.
Bingo. He screwed up. He gave it away. And why is it? Yeah. Why is there an NYPD cop standing guard across the street? Something stinks, and it's all over our country. Something is wrong. Something is wrong, people. And that kid that came out, that Spanish kid, is actually the perfect depiction of what we're worried about walking over that border. He's a classic example of what I'm concerned with and what Doug, what we're all concerned with.
Right there.
Something is wrong here.
I wonder what that tattoo on his neck is.
Hard to say.
Yeah. But look at the almost embassy-like individuals that were in this clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, hanging in the background, the guy there, the white guy. I would love to know who he is.
Well, I think we're going to find out.
He looks like an agency type. You know, your classic.
We've seen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hog up some of the show there.
No, this is good.
That kept me awake last night, Doug.
Well.
It's something just right there because we've been saying all along that we're being invaded. We're not seeing women and children coming in. And what kind of person, if you're being politically persecuted and all these different things, what kind of person would leave their wife and their children in the country of persecution?
Invaders.
You know?
Yes.
This is a standing army, and this is showing that the government is housing them.
Exactly. And let me just say this, okay? People talk about asylum. This is not about asylum. Asylum is the first country you reach that has the mutual asylum is where you stay. End of story. This is This is not about that. This is about invading the United States of America.
Yes. The first place that your 2 feet hit,
right,
in an asylum case, that's where you're supposed to be. That's where you're taking asylum. You don't get to shop around for asylum. And I'll tell you right now, if that wasn't something suspicious going on there, and it was legitimately refugees, you would have had Border Patrol patrolling. You would have had Homeland Security there. They're not. That's private security. Something's wrong there. And that too many people made a mistake in that video that gave themselves away. First guy that said it's a shelter, and then that Spanish kid coming out.
Claiming ownership of that facility.
Yeah.
Right?
And he doesn't own a taco stand in Juarez. Bastards. I'm done with it. I'd just soon go charge in the building and take care of business. I'm so fed up, Doug. Well, so weak. You're going to have to talk me in off the ledge, my friend.
It would make a good meme, you and I charging into anything.
You got it, brother. too stubborn old man.
Oh my goodness. I used to laugh at you know, the old people, the movies with the old people in there, and cranky old men and grouchy old guys. I used to laugh at that.
Now we are them.
Now here we are. We are them. All right. Look, a lot of stuff to get into, from the Tones to the revolution that's taking place in Congress. And folks, understand this. This is a revolution. Man, I've got so much here, and I went down a rabbit hole, and I think that there's something going on time-wise. I'm always curious about timing. Why now? For example, the Tones. Why now? Why today? Yesterday, Russia had Russia had a drill yesterday. As a matter of fact, Glenn Beck spoke about this yesterday. Let's start off with video A. This is about 5 minutes long. I'm not sure if we're going to play the whole thing, but Glenn Beck, what is FEMA's National Emergency Test really about? The reason I like this segment, a couple of things. There's some history here. There's some relevant facts here. And there's some information that I believe that you should know. This is the first time in 12 years this has happened. The entire emergency broadcasting system, remember that, EBS, now it's EAS, was changed under Biden, or under Obama. And again, yesterday, Russia ran a test, a holy crap, grab your legs and hide under the desk kind of thing. You know, find shelter because we're all going to die kind of thing. That's what Russia ran yesterday. But let's play video A, and then RT on the other side. Your thoughts on what Glenn Beck said. I watched this a couple of times because I wanted to see where he was coming from. But we have more than Glenn Beck. This is, and you might say, well, of all the people, why him? Okay, you go from a somewhat mainstream. You go from Glenn Beck to Greg Reese, okay, and everything in between, and then you've got to mentally evaluate what things are taking place. But go ahead and run it.
Okay, all right. So FEMA, and I'm doing this as a public service, FEMA, in coordination with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, will be conducting a nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, the EAS, and the Wireless Emergency Alerts, the WEA. Now, when you think wireless, I think of my grandparents. Turn on the wireless. That's what they used to call radios. But no, that's what the federal government now calls your cell phone, the wireless. The WEA portion of the test is going to be directed at all consumer cell phones tomorrow. The text message will display in either English or in Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless, quote, handset. Okay, I just would like to just point out, no one should be in charge of our emergency alert system that calls your cell phone a handset or a wireless. The EAS portion of the test is going to be sent to radios and televisions. Now, we used to have the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System. What you're about to hear is only a test. Don't freak out. Well, freak out a little bit, and I'll tell you after the tone goes off if you should freak out a lot or not. We used to have that, and then we'd run a tone. Well, back in the Obama days, they took that away. And now it is initiated from the White House. The White House has its own switch that can take over all radio and television for the EBS. So the president could address you immediately. Look, I have to stop all other communications to communicate to you and tell you the absolute God's honest truth of what's happening. Wow, I feel better. So tomorrow, they're conducting this test. Now, this will be the second test that they've done to all cellular devices. They did one when it first was plugged in. They were like, we're just going to do a test. Don't freak out, America. And they did a test. And it's been like 12 years, 15 years since we've had a test. Now, for some reason, somebody's like, I wonder if this thing still works. I'm blowing the dust off it. Does it work? Hello, testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. I don't know. So they're just testing it tomorrow, and it's perfectly normal. It just hasn't been done in 12 years.
Oh, good. Well, it's always good to keep on top of things.
Mm-hmm,
You're supposed to test your fire alarms every once in a while.
I feel good about it.
Maybe, you know what? Mm-hmm. Maybe it started doing that chirp thing.
Yes.
Like in the middle of the night, like, they were asleep.
Do we have to put the battery in? What is it? Beep.
Yeah. And then they were walking around, like, I don't know, the Pentagon or something, mm-hmm. like looking for the one little chirp somewhere they couldn't
find
it.
What is that? What is that?
It took probably 6 years.
Then they hit it with a broomstick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what happened. By the way, that happens tomorrow at 2:20. So if you get a test, you will have to realize it's only a test. In completely unrelated news, as I told you yesterday, the former Soviet Union is also running a test, and they're running it today. Their test is of the emergency, holy crap, get out of your house, only a third of Russia is going to survive nuclear blast test. And they're doing that today, nationwide. So I feel good. I feel good. The reason why we have the EBS test or the EAS right test there. Or the...
Thoughts, RT, on this?
I don't know. If there's a disaster, a nuclear event or something, you're going to know about it. If they're saying, well, it's for the people. I mean, we're going to know from our neighbors there's a problem, but the only people that wouldn't know would be the people out where there's no cell coverage anyway. So I don't know why they're doing this test. Psychological. It's, you know what? You don't know. They spent all this time and people don't really realize, but while we were locked down on COVID, they were doing a lot of 5G work and sticking towers up and doing a lot of things that we really, that they don't broadcast, that they're not advertising.
Okay.
And maybe this is part of that.
Okay. Hold that thought because.
Yes, sir.
When we had our supporters video conference on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Doctor, there was someone here with me, a medical doctor, and she had taken a lot of photographs of boxes. Okay. Think of, I don't know, about the size of a generator, but more higher than wider. Okay. These boxes are being installed and have been installed near light poles and in various locations all around our county. Okay. That you would, okay. I understand for electrical purposes and for lights and things, but there is this.
Was it anything?
There's an abundance of them, okay? And when
when questioned, when people who should know were questioned about the purpose of these boxes, no one appeared to know. Okay. Now, that in addition to an incredible number of cameras, folks, most investigators have a problem. We don't look up enough. Okay. And would you agree with that?
We're guilty of it. I look up more most because I look for snipers. So,
exactly. Okay.
Mine's kind of inbred. I was trained that way.
Well, think of clearing a room. Okay. You clear the room, but do you ever look up?
No.
Okay.
Really, you don't.
And believe me, it pays to look up. I'll tell the story some other time. But look up when you're out to see if there are cameras or other devices that have been recently installed around traffic lights, on telephone poles, or just on poles themselves, and ask why.
Doug, I also sent you some photographs of some weird things that were being installed up in Canada. It had to do with electrical, and it was every couple blocks. You know, some of them were a block apart, some were two blocks apart. I am fairly familiar with anything you would see on a street from an electrical standpoint. I have no idea what these are. And I don't know if we have a photo of them or not, but I have no idea what they are. And it seemed like they were put in anticipation of very large protests. That was my concern, Dad, because I actually sent it in to Doug and said, hey, yeah, because I know little to nothing about direct energy weapons, seriously.
Should we publish or should we show people what you sent? I mean,
I think so. Yeah. Someone can at least give us an answer. Because I've spoken to, the intelligent people have no idea.
I
don't know what it is.
But would that jeopardize anyone from your standpoint?
No. Someone sent it to me as an inquiry.
All right.
All
right. If we can't get it for this show, it'll be when you come back on Friday.
Sure.
Because
I just like some input because our the listeners out there, you guys are a great resource for us when we run into something and we've gone through all our sources. You know, you could look at it and go, oh, yeah, see, you know, that's exactly what this is. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I mean, we were like, what maybe, the hell is this? And
we were thinking maybe they're going to put up electric fencing. And this is one of the posts that I was asking, because I don't know anything about direct energy weapons. You know, do they require a marker, you know, of some sort? Is this a pre-grid coordinate? Yeah, I don't know. I just, we'll put them up here hopefully Friday. And maybe somebody can give us some input on
it. Oh, Eric, the text says he's going to have him in 30 seconds.
I bet he does, too. It's just we're seeing more and more strange things that don't make a lot of sense to us. And this whole 5G network it's got an ominous aspect to it.
It does. No. Hold on. Anyone now, if you're listening to this by way of audio, go to HagmanPI.com and move to whatever mark this might be and take a look at these photographs. Okay. And if you can identify them, and only if you can identify them with certainty, please.
Yeah. Don't speculate. We've heard all the speculation. We've been doing the speculation. We don't know.
Yeah.
It looks so out of place.
Okay. Now, if you want to explain this, this is in Ottawa.
There's huge protests going on there this week. You're not seeing them in the media. We're under a blackout up here.
Okay, so explain what people are seeing on this so people know. You've got a light pole, right?
Right. There's a better picture in that group that's up close. But, yeah, it does look like a light pole. And look at this.
Okay. So something is attached.
Right, and it's marked high voltage. And the thing that really bugged me too is there's no protective box around it of any kind.
This is something
a 12-year-old kid could walk up to, and or a 6-year-old and zorch themselves. And look at what is this? What?
Well, I don't know. So this made it to TikTok for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah. Some people up in Ottawa, because like I said, we were in these big protests up north in Ottawa. And this was done in anticipation of, in my opinion, but these just appeared like within the last couple weeks. So, and they've known about these protests coming out because last year's a trucker's convoy. Right. And this year's not the trucker's convoy. It's literally millions of people are in Ottawa right now. It's under a media blackout. It's under a news blackout. You might be able to, in some parts of the States, I've been checking, and I'm going to ask other people down here in the States with me, please check, see if you can get any feeds out of Ottawa. I cannot, and I know the people that I know up north in Canada, zero feeds. YouTube, all of the traditional ones, nothing is there. But we know just from TikTok addresses and people talking that things are going on, but they're being blacked out. Trudeau is... I've never seen anything... Yeah, but what he's doing up in Canada, Doug, is so communist in progression, meaning going from a socialist state into a communist state. He's censoring everything. He's got gag orders on the media. Things are wrong up in Canada. I'm very, very concerned. I'm very, very concerned. I have family up there. I'm concerned.
Any possibility he can be tossed, you know, from his position?
No, I've looked. We've looked. The only thing they could do would be force an election, call an election.
Right.
And I don't understand why they're dragging their feet on this. Although we've come to establish, and you agree with me, we're just trading one bad guy for another bad guy. If Trudeau's pulled out of power, you've got an even worse prospect. The Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who sits on the board for the World Economic Forum, she would be in charge.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You're talking about 2030 accelerated. This chick, and she has a Nazi bloodline. It cannot be disputed. Everyone knows it. Every time you turn around, and she is the one that got Canada into all this Ukraine crap. They're sending tons of money to Ukraine, too.
And we do have some stuff on Ukraine, folks. Just hang with us. Yeah. You're listening to the
We got a lot of ground to cover, but okay. I wanted people to get a look at those electrical poles. We're seeing some really strange things, and trusted sources are shooting us stuff and asking because they're concerned, too. Nobody wants to get electrocuted while they're protesting.
You know, when you've got, this is another thing too, when you've got someone who's in, I'm going to say law enforcement, I don't want to say the IC, but the intelligence, but when you got someone that sees something and can't get answers, who should be able to get answers, and then asks us for answers, that's really backwards, okay? So, I'm telling you. Okay, but let's go back to these tones, this emergency alert system. You saw what Glenn Beck said. Seth Holhouse, it wasn't Seth. It was a flyover conservative, I think was the platform. Flyover conservative was the platform. I'm looking at the notes here. October 4th, what is happening? What are the experts doing? Seth Holhouse, Todd Callender, Clay Clark, Billionaire, Bill Ackman. We're not going to play all this, but I did pick out two segments from this. We heard from Glenn Beck. Like I said, you've got everyone from Glenn Beck to Greg Reese talking about these tones. Now, to me, and I was talking with someone today who I respect and trust, and he said, look, I don't know what's going to happen, but would they announce it? You know, would they announce if they were going to activate something, would it be this time? And he made some good points, but without regard to that, if we can do segment one from video one, and by the way, folks, all of these are available at HagmanPI.com. Open up a description box. You can watch the entire video, okay, because we can't play the entire video, obviously. You can watch the entire video. But there are some good points that were made in these two segments. We'll play segment one from video one right now. Stop, and then we'll have a conversation about it, you and I, RT. So, Eric the Tech, whenever you're ready.
Military attorney Todd Callender is an expert in international law and morbidity mortality law. He's been filing lawsuits and blowing the whistle on the enemy ever since they made the shots mandatory. These lawsuits have led to his research team amassing thousands of whistleblowers that point to a planned Marburg epidemic, already paid for by taxpayer dollars in the recent PREP Act. Todd Callender said that inside the lipid nanoparticles, there are sealed pathogens, including E. coli, Marburg, and Ebola, and that different pathogens can be released by different frequencies, pulsed through the 5G network.
Let's start with FEMA and this EBS. So, from the horse's mouth, right? This is an article that was published August 3rd this year. It says, FEMA and FCC plan nationwide emergency tests for October 4th. Now, you know, nationwide tests like this are nothing new. They've done this. I mean, even small towns, you hear that they're testing sirens every week and whatnot. So what they say here is they say that basically...
I think that is new and different, though. Well, this one is different.
Okay, so how is this...
Go ahead.
Well, it looks like in the past they've done tests of... Okay.
One at a time. I don't know that. In fact, I'm certain the reason they're doing this is because they are testing the entire system in every state, including Hawaii and Alaska, at the exact same moment on not just, your cell phone, but on every device. It's multiple frequencies all at the same time anywhere. They're effectively making it inescapable. You cannot opt out of this test. That's what they're doing all at the same time. It wasn't just town by town. This is everybody.
I see. So
that's different.
Yeah. So I guess all TVs, radios, and cell phones. So basically any way of communicating. Okay. You're right. Cause I know they've had certain, maybe you get a certain text message at one point, or the TV stations have an emergency broadcast and all the TV, but you're right. I mean, this is basically every way of them, to communicate. They're doing
every device
all at once. And
opting out. But sorry, Seth, but let me tell you this.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got whistleblowers, including a FEMA one, who said, look, they've already done this test in other countries. I was there. You can't opt out. You turn your device off. It doesn't matter. It's still going to go off.
Incredible.
Some people had them in Faraday cages, and they still went off. What does that mean? Well, a Faraday cage blocks out microwave signals, but it doesn't block out all the signals. So what that means is that this is a very broad spectrum of signals that is being sent, and it makes sense. If you've got a 2G phone, you've got a 5G phone, those are different frequencies. 2nd generation to 5th generation are different frequencies with different lengths. And if they're able to reach your TV, your AM, your FM radio, your cell phone, your iPad, that is a broad range of frequencies all at the same time. So that's the concerning part. What do these frequencies do, and why are they doing this all at one time, everywhere? And yet there's more. We're only going to hear a few seconds of it. They're going to continue the test for a couple of hours. What that means is these frequencies are going to happen. We're not even going to know it's going to happen if they wouldn't have told us. Why?
Good point. Good point.
That was one segment from the Flyover Country show. And that took a piece of Greg Reese, and then took a piece from Man in America, Seth Holehouse, and Todd Callender was the gentleman talking there. And of course, what you saw on your screen was the FCC along with the FEMA basically paper saying that this was going to happen. But he brings up some good points. Why now? Why all across all spectrums And, you know, what's really the purpose of this? I'm all for preparation, but wait a second here. Is it really what they say it is? You know, and how do you know?
But because we don't trust the government anymore. That's the thing. They could actually one day do something that would save lives, and nobody's going to trust them.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? I mean, that's the pickle that really the entire country, the entire world is in. There's a zero trust factor, and you need to stop and think about that. How are we even managed to operate with a zero trust factor with the government? Zero trust. Zero. That's scary when you think about it. And especially when we're on the precipice of a possible war.
Which we will get into in a war that's being funded by our tax dollars. Us. Yeah, by us.
We're paying somebody to kill us. That's what we're working into. This is nuts. We need to talk about this McCarthy thing, too.
Okay, yeah, that's coming. Let's go to segment two. The same source video, Flyover Conservative. Okay. The same source video. This is clip two. This is this is right after. This is only like 15 seconds after that clip. And then there's a lot more to it beyond this, which I would urge everyone to watch. Go directly to HagmanPI.com, click on the link.
And folks, please do. Doug puts so much work into this every day. Please go and look at what he does for you. There's a lot of stuff we don't cover in the show, and we don't have time. Because I talk too much.
No.
That man right there lost his butt to make sure that you got information.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you this. Usually, for every 60 minutes, there's probably 3-4 hours worth of work behind it.
But yes, sir.
Anyway, okay, so let's go to segment two, video one in the show notes. Go ahead.
A little over a minute, but this is where I think that a lot of the discussion around this has stemmed. So let me go and just hit play on this.
He's asked to share the following message with the world. Remember, I'm only the messenger. What you choose to do with this information is up to you and your own free will. On October 4th at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time, the emergency broadcast system will be activated across the entire United States under the leadership of FEMA, disguised as a test. However, this test will be used to send a specific high-frequency signal through devices like smartphones, radios, and TVs with the intention of activating graphene oxide and other nanoparticles that have been inserted into billions of human beings around the world through the obvious mediums. Everyone will be affected regardless of your status. The plan is to also do this in Israel at the same exact time. There are certain organizations that are doing their best to stop this in both Israel and the United States. Hopefully, they will be able to stop this. And stopping this in Israel looks promising, but stopping this in the United States is still up in the air. This will also include Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska. If the October 4th date does not occur for any reason, the backup plan will be to do it on October 11th at the same time. In the case that this is not able to be stopped, I ask you all to shut off your phones and all other relevant devices at 2 p.m. Eastern time for a period of 2 hours to be safe. This type of wavelength can affect us physically, mentally, and emotionally. I urge you all to protect yourself, and I ask you all to share this video far and wide.
So let's just get into this, and I'd like to take you through the patents that are on Moderna's website. So there's a patent entitled Modified Polynucleotides for the Production of Secreted Proteins. This is one of the master patents for what they're calling mRNA vaccines. Right in the abstract, it describes that the lipid nanoparticles have a particle size between 80 and 160 nanometers, and it contains modified mRNA encoding a polypeptide. It includes a cationic lipid, a neutral lipid, a cholesterol, and a pegylated lipid. What they're calling lipids actually host cationic charges. They host positive electromagnetic fields. There is no lipid in nature that does that. They're using the term lipid instead of nanotechnology. As you go through the patent in section 219, it explains how they are self-assembled nanoparticles and they're fully programmable. That term in here is an alarming term for a number of reasons. One reason is that these are both pre-programmable as well as they can receive programs from an external source. Microsoft did a 3-minute video on their technology. They call them biological computers.
Imagine a world where we can do computation inside living cells.
The problem that we're trying to solve is really trying to have a more sophisticated diagnosis that can happen automatically inside cells.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
The type of work that they're doing is essentially they're trying to sense, analyze, and control molecular information.
In this project, we're trying to use DNA as a programmable material.
DNA is highly programmable, just like a computer, and we can program a whole range of complex behaviors using DNA molecules.
Now, I want you to think of something, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, RT. Our DNA, the double helix that was discovered back in 53, or at least publicly broadcast as being discovered back in 1953. Think about this, okay? We are creatures created by God, and our DNA is our essence of our, that's our, I mean, we're created. That's the building blocks of our creation, right?
Our being, yes.
Now, when we pray, okay, we are actually using, I don't want to get too deep into the woods, scalar waves. So we are beings, electrical beings that also, that are able to transmit and receive. And I'll just give this a quick example. Have you ever thought of something, and maybe your spouse is nearby or not even nearby, and you're both on this, you say, hey, we're both on the same wavelength. Well, okay, prayer works somewhat. It's my understanding, okay, and please, I'm not a scientist, but it's my understanding that prayer works by using these scalar waves. Now, I know Ted Brewer talks a lot about this, but it's kind of like being able to communicate with our Creator, God, using our DNA. So if someone modifies this through modified RNA, not messenger RNA, think Moderna, that's modified RNA, we are no longer perhaps able to impact anything by way of prayers? Or are we cut off from God Almighty? Look, I don't know. Okay, don't say, oh, you're just full of crap. I don't know. I'm asking questions. But think of what Karen Kingston said and also what Todd Callender said. The gentleman that said, in the middle there, I don't know him. I don't know who would tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, I've been told to say this. I don't know any of that except to say that, you know, look, I expect you to be watching this broadcast and look back and say, well, nothing happened. But I would caution you, I would say this. We don't know, and we may not know for a period of time if anything did result from this. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to turn it to you. Go ahead, sir.
Exactly what you said. The results won't necessarily be immediate. They wouldn't want that. That would be too easy to say, look what you guys did. You know what I'm saying? It's like the shot. It's a creeper. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, some people died within a week. Some people die a year later. But it's, no, I don't think. I think it's like you're saying, Doug. Nobody's going to say, boom, 2 o'clock and at 2:05, everybody turns into zombies. That's not going to happen. All right? Whatever they're doing it in stealth. They all want to make sure that we're connected in every way. So one day when they do push that doomsday button, everyone's affected and they know that it works because they've tested it.
Okay.
That's how I see it. I don't expect the world to change at 2:05 today.
No, I don't either.
I don't either. And I think what you made is a very valid point. And I don't want people, though, at the same time to go, oh, that was nothing. You don't know.
Good point.
You don't know. When you look at the complexity of the recipes, of the formulations of these shots, it's incredible. It's incredible. And there has to be, the one thing that to look for in all of it, when you're looking at various reports, you had three or four different manufacturers. So what you got to do is you got to find the commonality in the shots.
Right.
Because as you look through ingredients from one manufacturer to the other, you'll know, right on the label, you'll notice differences. Oh, well, this one has this, this one has this. Why? I don't know. But I'll call them fillers. All right. What was available, what they've used before, boom, boom, boom. But there's a commonality somewhere in every shot that was given. And that's what they're working with, is that commonality. If we could isolate that and reverse that, we save a lot of lives. And it sure messed their plans up, because something's going on and they want us in a grid. I hope people understand that. They want you in a grid. That's why I don't have in our house, none of those talking devices are allowed. That Alexa or whatever it is, I don't ever want to see that crap in the house. I ever walk in the house, see it, it will be broken immediately and out the door. I don't want it in the house. We already know that our appliances spy on us. Okay, and I'm not talking little cameras and stuff, but information is constantly. Haven't you ever noticed you'll be sitting there talking with your spouse? And like Doug was saying, we talk and then we'll say something at the same time. And we just write that off to, oh, we've been married. You know, it's deeper than that. There's some brainwaves in there. But back to the original stuff, you ever notice when you're sitting around maybe and talking about, you know, I've been looking at a new refrigerator. I've really been, you know, thinking about a refrigerator, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you get an email about refrigerators for sale at Wayfair.
Oh, yeah.
Or your local store. Folks, that's not by accident. That's not just your lucky day. You're being spied on 24 hours a day. If you listen to that Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, he speaks directly about there'll be no privacy. If you have nothing to hide, you don't need privacy. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in dangerous areas here. We're in dangerous ground. We don't even need informants from the FBI in our crowd, in our groups anymore. They can just listen on our devices here and know anything we plan to do.
Yeah.
You know, the world's crazy. This electronic is, it'd be the death of us.
I think the reason
that cancer rates are so high is because of this thing right here.
I think that's one of them. Yes. Injections as well as the Wi-Fi stuff, mm-hmm. or the electronic stuff. Okay. Now at the periphery of what we're talking about, and I'm not trying to force fit this in, but this is going to essentially segue, believe it or not, into what's going on in the House and the government. Video 4 in the show notes. This is Fauci. This is not new, okay? This is from band.video. But this is Fauci.
Your favorite yard gnome.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Fauci the garden gnome, you know.
You got my whole family calling him that now.
I'm telling you, he looks like a friggin' garden gnome, okay? Just put the little cap on him and put
it's
him
awesome.
On.
It's awesome. It's easy to crush, too.
Yeah. Well, the guy's like 4'9", and you know. Anyway, but I want to see this man hang, but this is video 4 in the show notes, yeah. HagmanPI.com. Check this out.
Of these vaccines that have now been given to literally billions of people in the sense of global use of the vaccine is really quite safe.
So we know myocarditis with COVID is very rare. And then with the vaccines, there was an explosion of myocarditis, thousands of cases reported to the CDC, fatal cases. Paper by Holscher and colleagues, I'm the senior author, shows autopsy-proven fatal cases of myocarditis never happened with COVID. So Fauci, again, is misleading the public, trying to downplay COVID vaccine myocarditis. It's a killer.
In a new letter, Oversight Committee Republican Brad Wenstrup claims that, quote, information provided suggests that Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency headquarters without a record of entry and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review of the origins of COVID-19.
Congressional subpoenas and documents that have come in as they dig into gain of function in the COVID response and myocarditis and blood clots and infertility, that it's come out that Fauci quarterbacked and commanded with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment, via the CIA, the worldwide disinformation response that COVID didn't come out of a lab, and then later that the shots worked, and then quarterbacking censorship through the intelligence agencies of the world, and then through big tech. Now, this is coming out in Congress, and it's a big, big deal that they specifically knew that it was causing massive heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, myocarditis.
Double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. Never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
And that half of those that develop this type of myocarditis would be dead within 10 years, most of them within five. And they had these meetings.
Yeah, well, this is a situation where the whistleblower actually came to us. This whistleblower works at the CIA, was a high-level employee there, had been there for many years. He reached out to our intelligence committee in the House of Representatives, and then he also reached out to the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. The CIA put together a team called the COVID Discovery Team, and this team consisted of seven people with scientific backgrounds. Six of the seven, at the end of the day, came forward and they said with some confidence that they felt that COVID originated from a lab in China. The lead person felt that it came from nature. Okay. What he is alleging is that also that with some monetary compensation, their minds were changed, if you will, and they went from leaning towards the lab, but coming out and saying that the CIA was unable to determine where this came from. The big question in all this comes to is why? Why would this take place at all?
We were actually trading China advanced biotechnology for access to collect intelligence on their bioweapons laboratory. Including Dr. Peter Daszak telling me that he's working with the CIA.
What is the... So Dr. Peter Daszak was working with the CIA. Is that what you just said?
Correct.
And even people in the CIA, and this is coming out, said this is illegal, what we're doing. Now, look, people don't seem to care when I tell you about something after it happens. But if you're a new viewer, I've probably said in the last 3.5 years that the CIA is running all this with a Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation about 2,000 times, conservatively. Fauci's above the CIA. He's a Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller Foundation, eugenics leader. Those are the top foundations that put the people through college, put them in their foundations, then put them in regulatory agencies, then put them back in the foundations, and then start putting them in big pharma. That's why all of the FDA board members are former board members or presidents or heads of the board of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Bayer, okay. AstraZeneca. Pause, I mean, every day.
If you can. Can you go back like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever? Right there. I want you to pay attention because this is a segue into what happened yesterday. Look at that. Big Pharma is funneling millions into political contributions and lobbying. Okay, now remember what I just said. All right, now
take a snapshot in your mind.
Exactly, and think about what happened yesterday with McCarthy. Okay, the revolution has begun, and it began some time ago, but now it's showing its it's showing its way. You can cut it there. You can watch the whole video. But Fauci, the CIA, and the CIA's involvement in the SARS-CoV-2 going from the that plan from 2019, that meeting. I'm trying to the name. I'm blanked out on the meeting. Where they went? It was a preparatory meeting. They had all the heads of different agencies there. Well, what am I thinking of, Eric? You know what I mean? You know what meeting I'm talking about? You know what? I can't.
Davos.
I can't remember the name of the meeting. It was a.
It'll come to you. Just
it was a practice or a, not a practice, but a agenda thing. But anyway, the bottom line is, what's the CIA involved in this? What's Fauci involved in Daszak in particular involved in the CIA? Why? And you know what's really going on? Which goes
and once again,
It also goes to the tones. Why now? You know, is it? Look, are people starting to put thing two and two together and saying, wait a second, they did put stuff in this injection that is reactive to frequency. So we're gonna see how it works, maybe. But this is also a CIA or an IC, Five Eyes intelligence operation as well, because this is worldwide, although confined to the United States at this time, and Israel, supposedly Israel. I could not get a confirmation on that. But the bottom line is, ask why. Why is all of this happening at once, especially subsequent to the elimination of McCarthy as speaker? Go ahead, sir.
And why is CIA meddling in domestic again?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This has to do with health. You look at who they're putting in charge of health. The guy that's in charge of the World Health Organization is a war criminal. Just run his name. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll say no more on that. I'm not going to go on tirade. He's a war criminal. And he's in charge of the World Health Organization. Why are intelligence agencies so interested in these inoculations and working with Fauci? This stinks to high heaven.
Okay, now hold that thought.
Yes, sir.
Last night, you saw history being made. If you go to HagmanPI.com, you can see the final vote. There's a 1 minute video clip, and we're not going to play it, but you can see history being made. All right. Now, as I said before, the revolution, it appears to be getting closer in terms of the visibility of what's going on. This is a video from Steve Bannon. I think it was last night. It could have been early this morning. I don't know when it was, but it was posted, I think, this morning. This is about a 4 minute video about Matt Gaetz. Remember that. When I said pause that and the lobbyists, the big pharma and all that. Okay. Keep that in the back of your mind as you watch this video clip. This is video 2 in the show notes. Here it is.
You saw, and you can talk about Daniel Webster. You can talk about Henry Clay. You can talk about, you know, all this that happened in the House of Representatives or the Senate up in the Capitol. You saw today history, obviously. It's never been done in American, in the history of this republic, to remove a sitting speaker. But what was amazing, it was kind of Matt Gaetz versus them all. He took on all the comers. I want you to compare and contrast the sad, ridiculous Fox talking points. It's the same nonsense. It was kind of Fox News versus War Room. That's what it was. And most of your representatives buy into the Fox News Republican RNC talking points. You ought to call them up and challenge them on that. Said, hey, what we fought for in January, remember January, this is Agents of Chaos, and we have to get going because, boy, we got to get off and we got to start impeaching Mayorkas. We got to start securing the southern border. Has any of that happened? I think I looked yesterday and 260,000 illegal alien invaders came across, and that's what they count. There's another couple hundred thousand. Let's say 300, 350, 400,000. You know, 260,000 that they actually count, that's 26 combat divisions. 26 combat divisions. only, I think, 150,000 troops hit Normandy on day one, the beach. So it's a time and a half again, or more. Let's go. We're going to have Cosmo Man, Graves, who gave you, by just tonight, McCarthy, when you're licking your wounds, you and Frank Luntz, remember, it's Graves and McHenry you gave authority to that cut the debt deal that led to your demise. At least your demise now, because I think the vampires always come back. Let's go ahead and play Garrett Graves. I want to see Matt Gaetz' response.
I keep wondering, what is going on? Are we redefining what conservative is? What's going on in this country today? What's going on in this body? Where you have Freedom Works, Heritage, Chip Roy, and Jim Jordan say something's conservative, and these folks say it's not, and they're right. And all of a sudden, my phone keeps sending text messages. Text messages saying, hey, give me money. Oh, look at that. Oh, look, give me money. I filed the motion to vacate. Using official actions to raise money. It's disgusting. It's what's disgusting about Washington.
My colleague says we've passed the strongest border bills in history. Well, guess what? Look at the border right now. We didn't use sufficient leverage in the debt limit or in any other thing to actually get results on the border. The border is a disaster, really something I don't think you're going to be campaigning on, that you fix the border. Second, you said you streamlined regulations. What the gentleman from Louisiana doesn't tell you is that all of the regulatory reform he was just bragging about is waivable by the stroke of a pen of someone in the Biden White House. Do you really think you got anything for that? It's a total joke. And then finally, the welfare to work that the gentleman from Louisiana said we got. The welfare programs that they said that they streamlined with their welfare to work stuff, they're actually going to grow. Because while they did work requirements, they blew out those programs with expanded eligibility. I'm real glad you guys didn't put work requirements on Medicaid. It probably would have resulted in Medicaid expansion. And when it comes to how those raise money.
Now listen to this.
I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
Okay, I'm gonna, if Denver awesome. Right now can replay the Gaetz part, that is going to go down as one of the most historic moments in the House of Representatives. That sealed the doom of this class that is around. That is. Let's go ahead and play it. How long is it playing?
About a minute 30.
Let's go ahead and hit it again.
Go ahead and let it play.
My colleague says we've passed the strongest border bills in history. Well, guess what? Look at the border right now. We didn't use sufficient leverage in the debt limit or in any other thing to actually get results on the border. The border is a disaster, really something I don't think you're going to be campaigning on, that you fix the border. Second, you said you streamlined regulations. What the gentleman from Louisiana doesn't tell you is that all of the regulatory reform he was just bragging about is waivable by the stroke of a pen of someone in the Biden White House. Do you really think you got anything for that? It's a total joke. And then finally, the welfare to work that the gentleman from Louisiana said we got. The welfare programs that they said that they streamlined with their welfare to work stuff, they're actually going to grow. Because while they did work requirements, they blew out those programs with expanded eligibility. I'm real glad you guys didn't put work requirements on Medicaid. It probably would have resulted in Medicaid expansion. And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
And who are the biggest lobbyists in Washington? It's Big Pharma and COVID response, the injections, that's Big Pharma. The lobbyists, they're the ones that own the politicians. Mm-hmm. So think about the tones, think about
what happened with McCarthy and what Gates said, and kind of put everything together as things are happening right now. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, that Matt Gates kid, I call him kid because I'm a lot older than he is. I like him. Yeah. He's got balls.
He does.
Balls, people. I said it. Balls. You know why? Because that's what we need. We need some people with some intestinal fortitude, with some guts, that are willing to take on Washington. Right now, all that the House of Representatives and the, all of that is nothing but a gigantic fundraiser. They're lining their pockets with big money. Look at this. Look at like Feinstein when she died. She's worth a bundle. Look at Pelosi. She's worth a bundle. The first thing they're going to say, oh, their husbands are in business, blah, 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 blah. Yes. And able to purchase stock ahead of time with insider trading. Because for some reason, in the United States of America, it's perfectly okay for politicians to do that.
There it is. Yeah.
It's not against the law. That should have been outlawed a long time ago. I'll tell you right now, if you got rid of lobbying, the premise and the entire thing of lobbying, number one, most of those people wouldn't even want that job because you just cut off their income. These people spend. I watched some private interviews from different people, and Matt may have been one of them, but all they do all day long when they're not in session, they're on the phone begging, borrowing, and stealing.
Yep.
On the phone. I kid you not. They sleep in their offices and are on the phone like 24/7. The only time they're not is to eat and be in session. The system is so corrupt and so broken, and it starts right there. These are our legislators. These are the people making the laws that govern our very lives. And this is what they're doing. This is what they've been doing my entire life. I'm 60. This crooked crap. This. You know, everybody's going after Biden on this, you know, buying influence for sale. Every one of them are guilty of it. They're all guilty of selling influence. Anybody care to object to that statement? No, they're all guilty of it. And some of them more than others. And this McCarthy, I honestly, Speaker of the House, now I know Gates doesn't have the experience per se, but I would like a young firecracker like him, or possibly maybe somebody like Jim Jordan to get into that spot. The girls, too much of this and not enough action.
Well, seriously, not enough action at all. That's why McCarthy's out of there.
Yes. And loyalties are all messed up too in there, Doug.
But okay, so you have a situation where you had 8 Republicans side with the entire section present of the House.
Democrat side,
Democrat. What did I say? Yeah. So 8 Republicans want to keep McCarthy. If nothing else, this should show you. The people who are uniparty, the members of the swamp, those 8 Republicans who voted in favor of keeping McCarthy, I can't remember if Jordan was included in that. Get rid of those putzes.
I don't think Jordan was on that list.
Okay, I don't recall. I had a list. I can't find it right now. But okay. So all of this combined, by the way, page 1 show notes, how the House elects its speaker. Look, the Constitution does not require that the speaker be an elected member of Congress. However, I'll say this. If you want to scroll up a little bit, right there. Okay, folks, you can look on your screen. That's a summary of the Constitution, how the House elects a speaker. But you have to be a member of Congress, but historically, to date, no non-member has ever been elected the Speaker of the office. All right. Now, combine that with page 2, and I don't want to give Eric the Eric the Tech a stroke here. Page two, Matt Gaetz saying this: I had Donald Trump's blessing to oust Kevin McCarthy from speakership. This is reported by Red State. Okay, now, because we're short on time, I want to play Bannon. This will be the final video clip of the show. Video three. And he said this: do I think that this will happen? No, I don't. Do I think that this is part of a mind game experiment that is being foisted upon members of Congress as well as the American people? I do. And I hate it when people ask and answer their own questions. But, okay, there you are.
Nobody else will talk to us. That's why.
I'm a doofus, man. I'm telling you, right? All right. This is 3 minutes of Bannon, and this will conclude our video expose for today. By the way, I went through so many videos. My head's mashed potatoes. Go ahead.
Start the get Trump. Let's get his name nominated. I think it would be quite symbolic now that you've mentioned it to do it. To do it. Let's vote on 6th January 2022 to make Trump the Speaker of the House. It has a certain symmetry to it, does it
There's
not?
There's a certain poetry to it. I think.
Just saying. I'm being as serious as this for consideration. President Trump would have to have some congressman put his name in, but for consideration. Because right now the knives are going to be out. Somebody that could come in and actually bang heads and say, okay, we're going to get organized, no more games. You know, Trump's famous, no more games, and let's get on with it. But for serious consideration, for this audience, remember, you, the hobbits, the deplorables, the MAGA movement, the War Room Posse, the cadre, whatever name you're going under now, grassroots, the Tea Party, you get mocked and ridiculed a lot. The show gets mocked and ridiculed. I do. Hey, this is the business we've chosen. Right? This is the business we've chosen from the Godfather, Lee Strasberg. Was it Hyman Roth? The character Hyman Roth. This is the business we've chosen. But when we do something, we're quite serious about it. Your task and your purpose. This achievement today by this audience is monumental. And I didn't want to say, hey, there's one way you could run around, light your hair on fire. Let's act like we've been here before, because we still have a lot more work to do. This is going to be ugly tonight. They're not going to have the champagne out. They're going to come in viciously. You can see the way McHenry banged that gavel down there. He and Graves, because they understand they got fired. All the whole gang around McCarthy all get swept aside now. All get removed. And they go back to being congressmen, but they're removed from essentially power. They're not in leadership anymore, which has massive power here in the imperial capital. I think that as people think it through, for your consideration, we should think about President Donald J. Trump. And people go, oh, this is Bannon. He's a bomb thrower. He's a chaos agent. I actually think if you want to get people organized and on the same page, the Keebler elves are finished. Youngkin's not going to happen. We're going to make sure of that. We're going to ensure that he does not. He'll pose a bigger threat than President Trump is DeSantis. They're going to try, but it's not going to be real. So given that Trump is essentially the nominee, who better to bring this party together and to do it now? They said, well, we can lose the House. Let's bring it together now. I was very serious about in January. And if they had taken our advice in January, we wouldn't be where we are today. Number one, you would have never had that debt deal. Impossible. And you would have had real investigations. You would have had real impeachments underway. I actually think Merrick Garland and Mayorkas and Chris Ray would have been the first three.
There you go. What do you think, RT?
I absolutely think that Donald Trump should be the Speaker of the House. I couldn't think of a better thing right now. That's what this country needs right now. We had enough of this dicking around. We've got to get down to business. We're running out of time.
You would have to bring in the biohazard team to clean up the walls of Congress from the heads exploding. That would
I'd love it. That absolutely. I'd say do an extra show just dedicated to that if it happens. That would be fantastic because there's so much that needs to be done, and Trump will get it done. Put him back in Speaker of the House, and you know what that'll do? That'll help build his faith back up to anybody that drifted off to the sides. It's a good chance for him to clean up any character flaws that people have against him that could keep him from getting into the White House. This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect.
You know, I don't remember the... I told Eric the Tech yesterday when they were voting, I said, well, it looks like McCarthy's going to stay in. And he said, I think we were on cell phones. He said, yeah, figures. And then when they finally counted the votes, I said, wow, you know, McCarthy's out. And it's like, okay. Because, again, this has not happened before in history. Mm-hmm. We are in uncharted waters, and you know why not have Trump in there, folks?
Things are happening, Doug.
Yeah, they are now. There are additional notes you can go to at HagmanPI.com about, for example, Pelosi getting kicked out of her little hidey hole there in Congress. And by the way, whether you know this or not, reps and senators have they've got their offices, like in the Rayburn office building and the Cannon office building, but they also have offices, little unmarked cubby holes to big offices that are peppered throughout the Capitol. If you're familiar with the Capitol, they're unmarked. Okay,
safe houses,
safe rooms, basically. Yes, yeah. And so that's what is being referenced. If you hear Pelosi losing her crap about getting kicked out of the her hidey hole there. There she is right there. Wow.
Trump can stop this funding to the Ukraine, the whole nine yards. I mean, so much can happen. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah. But it would be interesting, wouldn't it, to see that?
It would be good, too, for him to help get him back in that political cycle again, you know, because I want to see him run for president. I think him as Speaker of the House would be one of the only things that would ensure we had another election.
And there it is. We can close on that thought, because as we head toward this is already October 4, I don't believe Biden's going to be on the ticket. I think we'll know by the end of November.
You're right, Doug.
I can't see it. The guys.
It'll be Michelle Obama is going to be on there.
She's
off vacationing, right? Yeah. Yeah, she's right now vacationing away from Barack. I got photographs of her with swimming with Tom Hanks and all on Spielberg's yacht somewhere. Lord only knows where. But I think she's getting in a lot of vacation time right now, and then she's going to come back and go to work.
Time will tell. So I guess the takeaway from today, expect the unexpected, expect anything. If you're watching this, obviously you survived the towns, no zombie ate your face, at least not yet.
We haven't given up the fight, folks. You can see it, and other people haven't given up the fight either. It's not just the two of us. You're starting to see it. Things are happening. Watch Canada, too.
And
watch Canada.
Thank you. Yeah, we have to take this as
watch
a whole.
Watch Canada.
Yes.
This is a world problem. This isn't a USA problem. Okay? Well, USA is a big stumbling block for the globalists, but the word is globalist. It's the world.
Yeah.
And we have to be in touch. And trust me, we're in contact with people overseas. We're making even more contacts. We're on the right track here, people.
And okay. About overseas, I want to say hello again to my little sister, Karen, in Rome. Of course, not my little sister, blood sister, but my little sister. Thank you so much. It was good to hear from you. We're in a whole bunch of countries, by the way. We just went over the stats on that. So, yeah.
I want to say hi to a newfound friend that I ran into on social media, a gentleman named Jim Ferguson out of the UK. Incredible individual. If you're on Twitter, follow him.
Tim Ferguson, which, by the way,
Jim Ferguson. Yes.
I had Tim in my mind for another reason.
Jim Ferguson.
We might get him on. That would be good. All right.
Yep. Cool.
Brother, thank you so much.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, folks.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I love you guys. I love this country. And that's why we do it.
Amen to that. All right. Have a good day, folks.